And so now, I invite you to close your outer eyes if you have not already done so. Just become comfortable in your seat, wherever it is you are, and take that deep healing breath, that breath that aligns us and grounds us in the truth of our being. And as you continue breathing in and breathing out, just be conscious of the natural rhythm of your breath, the breath of life. With each inhalation, feel yourself breathing into the stillness, into the serenity. And as you exhale, just release any outer concerns, worries, fears, or thoughts of less than. Beyond the challenges of life and the worries of your heart, there is peace. Beyond appearances of discord and division in the physical world, there is love. In sacred communion now, turning within to the Christ of your being, know that you are at this moment and always one with the One. Feel the spirit of unconditional love and peace move within you. Be still, and know. Our co-founder, Myrtle Fillmore, wrote, "Be still and know at this moment that your heart is the altar of God, of love, a love so irresistible and magnetic that it draws your supply to you from the great storehouse of the universe. Be still and know that the presence within you is greater than any challenge in the outer world." So in this consciousness, if there is any storm brewing in your life right now, any challenge, situation, person, or group of people that might seem to be against you, bring that into your mind's eye now. The first part of dismantling your fear and resentment and angst is inviting it into your awareness without judgment. Realize that fear keeps you focused on the past or worried about the future, and resentment blocks the love that you are. In the storm, where there is calm and peace that passes understanding, you move to the eye. And in this moment, I'd like you to visualize this person or situation that you are having issues with, and then at the same time, see a beautiful white healing light energy gently surrounding and unfolding the situation, person or persons, and gently unfolding and expressing you. This light is God energy, the perfect love that casts out darkness. Turning to the Christ within and focusing on God's power for goodness in your life, see this condition, this problem, this trouble gently fade away, dissolving in the pure white light. In its place, you gain a feeling of serenity and harmony. Just as Jesus calmed the sea, just as Jesus looked past any appearances of lack to abundance, so too you can see things more clearly. Through all the powers of the Christ, you are being guided to an inner life of truth. Visualize this for a few moments in the silence. And now we come together as a greater spiritual community, so grateful that no matter what the outward appearance is, we can always look and find that perfect peace and love in the indwelling presence. I invite you to take these few affirmations into your heart. I am a radiating center of love and peace. I am calm and peaceful in the presence of confusion, anger, or distress. centered in the awareness of my oneness with all that is, my thoughts turn to love and compassion. Radiating peace and love, I make a difference in the world. This is the truth that sets us free, and we are grateful. Together, we envision a peaceful planet of unity, love, respect, and oneness for all. And so it is. Amen.